Welcome to the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle and it should be simple.
We are so grateful you're here with us today. Let's dive in.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode, episode 160.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. 160 episodes. Welcome to 160. We're talking about you need to name it to tame it, right? So there's a few different things, cliche little sayings that we love to really adopt here at Creative Rise.
Yeah.
You got to name it to tame it. And the opposite of that, you got to name it to claim it. So we're going to be talking about both of those things at our Inner Circle retreat next week. By the time this episode comes out, it'll be a few days until we are having some of the top earners from Creative Rise, from our community, fly into LAX or fly into somewhere in California and get themselves to Palm Desert, because we were having a retreat basically in Palm Springs for 4 days. It's hectic.
Epic.
And
we
are so excited about this. We have the coolest things planned for them, and it's completely a surprise. So
yeah. We
have, what is it, like 13 people going down to the desert. It's going to be so epic. It's going to be so fun. But this podcast idea came from something we're going to be talking about at the retreat. So again, this retreat is for people that are in the six-figure club, high earners inside of the Creative Rise community, and they're all coming down to do something. But we were giving you a little inside peek on just a very, very small, slight topic that we are going to be creating conversation with at the retreat. And that is, you need to name it to claim it. And then again, the flip side of that, we're not talking about this today, but it is, you need to name it to claim it, which is, what are your goals? You got to name them if they're going to happen. And then the second side of that is you have to name it to tame it, which is more about problems. Like if you're having a problem in business, until you can find a way to talk about it and put a name to what you are experiencing as an issue, you're never going to be able to get over it. So
Yeah. That's
what we're going to talk about today. And that idea came from the Inner Circle. Again, if you're wondering what the Inner Circle is, it is, just said it, but it is the top earners from graduates from our Creative Rise Mastermind community. Now, if you don't know what the Mastermind is, exciting month for the Creative Rise Mastermind.
Yeah.
The Creative Rise Mastermind was an experiment that we started 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, it's 2024, back in 2019, which is crazy to think about, trying to go, hey, what are some of the core pillars that have helped you and I both build six-figure businesses in three different industries as creatives? If we could share some of those, build a community so that people actually had friendship and they had camaraderie as they chase building a six-figure business, and then also implement some accountability systems into that. Like, what would that do?
Yeah.
It was a total experiment. Turns out the thing worked, and we've now run it 10 times. There's been almost 300 graduates go through it over the last 4 and a bit years, and it's bonkers.
Yeah.
Seriously, this is a big claim, and this is a very biased claim, but we're saying this with as much sincerity of this is the goal. We're trying to make it the best place on the face of the internet for you to come and learn how to actually make six figures as a creative, whether
yeah.
you are a photographer, photographer weird. I was going to say photo and video person, and then like the rest of the words came out, you know. Whether you are a photographer, a filmmaker, you're a content strategist, you're like an influencer, like a personal brand, like whatever it's going to be, we have the solutions for you to make six figures as a creative. We've both done it 3 times. We've helped countless people do it. And we're really excited about this because the Mastermind is coming up.
It's coming up
really,
so
really quick.
Soon, you guys. Applications launch February 18th. It starts in March and it ends in April. Again, it's 6 weeks long. It's awesome.
March 3rd.
But it sells out every single time. So if you want to get in on this round 11, you got to get on the wait list. Super easy to get on the wait list, totally free, no commitment on the wait list. All you have to do is jump to creativerise.com. There are buttons everywhere to join the wait list. You'll get $100 off. You'll get access to bonus courses. You're going to get early access to the application, which is huge.
Super important, yeah.
It's awesome. So jump on the wait list if you're interested in being a part of that.
Why we do the wait list? Like, if you've listened to the show a couple times, you're probably like, man, these guys keep talking about the wait list. Well, the reason why we do the wait list is because, again, we've run this for going on 5 years now. We simply just cannot accommodate the amount of people that want to be in every single round of the Mastermind. There's too many people with too limited of spots. So we only take about 35 businesses every time. Anything more than that, Christy and I simply just would not be able to continue to make sure that we're getting people the outcomes that we know they are coming for. So we keep it really small. So the waitlist is there to ensure that the people that are really keen get first access to the application when it goes public. And so that's it. But going back into today's show, so excited for the mastermind. It's coming up super quick. Creditverse.com, link in the description for everything. You can go see everything on the website about what that is and if it potentially would be a really good fit to help you grow your business this year. And really fast track you, it's kind of a similar theme on what we are talking about today. So take it away.
This episode, we are so excited. It is all about if you cannot articulate the problems you have, you just cannot solve them. Again, what Joey said, the cliche, you need to name it to tame it. That is what this episode is all about. Too many creatives walk around thinking they have a certain problem when in reality, they actually have a deeper problem than what they're currently experiencing. They're actually just experiencing a symptom of a deeper problem. So in other words, what's the thing under the thing, right? So let's just say other external examples. Like if your arm hurts, right? You don't have a pain problem. You actually have like a joint or a bone problem, right? Or let's say you're like your stomach hurts. My stomach hurts all the time, but it's not actually because I have a stomach problem. It's because I have an eating problem. Like I just decide, oh, I'm just going to eat this and assume
I'm
going
to continue to eat double stuffed Oreos that I've seen you eating all day.
But they are no longer double stuffed because you guys, Oreo actually reduced the amount of filling they're putting in. It's a big bone to pick with.
This is totally on the personal side, but her and her sister have been just furious about that all week. They've been telling everybody, hey, guys, did you guys know that Oreo changed the amount of double stuff they put in their double stuff? It's not. It's like single stuff.
I got to go to mega stuff anyways, now. I don't know. Anyways. Okay, moving on. Or let's say you have like a relationship that's suffering. Usually, not all the time, but usually it's actually not a partner problem who you're actually with. It's actually probably just a communication problem, right? So if you cannot articulate the problem, you just cannot solve it. It's truly as simple as that. So what does this look like often, Joey, in the creative industry?
Well, it's just so true, right? It's like how many times have you been faced with some type of resistance in life or in your business and you're like, I don't know what to do. My hands are tied. Well, it's because you just don't know what the actual core problem is. And I think this is one of the reasons why a lot of creatives spin their wheels and they get stuck making 20 to 60K a year and they never fully feel like they're cracking it because they just simply do not know what the problems that they are dealing with really are at the core. They see it maybe as like a very surface level problem. They try and deal with those without ever dealing with the core problems. Therefore, their business never really grows. So here's an example. Like you might not, you know, you're thinking like, oh, I have a lack of clients. Like I have a client problem. It's like, well, it's not a client problem. The client is just simply, the amount of clients you have is simply the outcome of the deeper core problem, which is it's probably a lead generation and sales problem. Like you probably have lead gen and sales problems, but you're not addressing those. You're just calling it a client problem, right? Mm-hmm. But until you can get really clear, like, no, this is a lead gen and a sales problem. How do I build better systems into those? How do I master those areas of my business? Until you do that, you will always have a client problem, right? Like I have getting lowballed problem. I'm constantly getting lowballed. Every time I pitch or every time, you know, somebody sees my pricing guide or whatever it's going to be, they want to come back and lowball me. Like I have a problem where I just constantly get lowballed. It's like, well, no, you don't have a lowball problem. You have a problem communicating your value. And then you also have a brand problem behind that where they're not seeing you as an entity that is very just like prestigious and of high value, right? So we got to get down to like the core. Is it a brand problem? It's not just a lowballing problem. Like there's a deeper core problem underneath that. And it's so important that we isolate the symptom first, but then really go beyond the symptom and go, okay, what is the problem I need to deal with? Because if you only ever try and treat the symptom, which is I'm not getting enough clients or people lowball me, like if you always just treat the symptom in your creative business as a creator, you're probably really, really never going to get the growth you want because you're never solving these underlying deeper issues that you need to solve if you want to grow.
Absolutely. So let's talk about what are these common things under the things? What are like not the symptoms, but let's talk about what the deeper problems really are. And we've really kind of like nailed it down to six main categories. Obviously, there's other problems that do exist, but these seem to be, at least when we talk to creators, when we coach creators, when we've built our own creative businesses ourselves, when we've run into a symptom, it's usually attached to one of these six key areas that causes a lot of problems if you aren't doing the right things in this area. So the first one of six that's basically keeping creatives failing if they're not focusing on these things is brand. So brand is a huge aspect, a huge kind of like tent of problems that you can have if you don't focus on it, right? So this is often where people are getting, again, as Joey talked about, lowballed. Maybe you're unclear, or you look cheap, or your offer just doesn't really make sense in that underneath your brand. You'll often just attract cheap clients that don't really value what you do. That's like a huge issue that some people have when it comes to their brand.
It's not I have a cheap client problem. It's that you probably have a brand problem, right?
Exactly.
Like, what is the actual like problem? What's the disease under the symptom?
Or you might be like, I'm attracting people that maybe aren't lowballing me, but they're just not my ideal client. Like, I'm actually not matching what they want with what I do. And it's just confusing. And I keep getting all these people that I don't actually really want to work with. It's like, that's a brand problem. That's not just like the client's problem. It's actually who you are representing yourself online to be a problem. So ask yourself, do I have a brand problem?
Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay. Put me on the spot.
Because I'm like, I was going to move on. Yeah, I know you're already on the spot. I was going to move on to number two, but I'm like, well, we should probably, brand is huge, right? Like how to solve this problem, that would be a whole other podcast or a whole series of podcasts.
Podcast in itself.
But my point is, okay, you just said that a lot of people don't focus on their brand, therefore they get lowballed or they have other issues. So give me one piece of brand advice for a content creator in 2024. Let's pick one piece of advice for each of these categories we're going to touch on.
Okay, piece of advice for brand in 2024.
And let's use the lowball example. Like, if somebody is getting lowballed, what can they change in their brand that's going
to
make it better?
Okay, I was going to use the unclear example, but we can switch to the lowball. I'll do one for unclear. Make sure you talk about the problems that you solve on your website, okay? Most people sometimes just talk about dream outcomes, things like that, but talk about the problems you actually solve. And you might be thinking, maybe I'm in the wedding space, I don't want to talk about problems. Well, your dream client has issues that they're actually thinking about. Yes, even at their wedding day, are they afraid of looking uncomfortable in front of the camera? Whatever that is, talk about the negative stuff and what they're facing. That way, they know that you understand their problem, therefore they want to give you the rights to fix the solution, which is a huge thing. When it comes to brand on like getting lowballed in pricing, piece of advice on that, I would say sharing, like if you're wanting to shoot, I'll stay in the wedding space. If you're wanting to shoot luxury weddings, stop posting all the barn photos from the cheap wedding that you did 3 years ago, right? Post and show the clients you are trying to attract. You're not going to attract luxury clients with non-luxury imagery or even voice and brand voice and all that kind of stuff. Show what you want to attract, and that will help your brand go miles.
Totally. Here's another little example of this too. Also, like if you're getting lowballed, this isn't my point, this is your point, but I'm going to jump in. If you're getting lowballed, like you also got to be thinking about, where am I putting my brand as a creator in 2024? And is the actual location of where people are finding me making me get lowballed, right? So example, like if I had a Porsche and I was trying to sell a Porsche, let's say I was trying to sell a Porsche and I have many options. I don't actually own a Porsche, but I have a Porsche in this story. I could either go to Porsche, try and sell it back to Porsche. I could sell it on a high-end used car site, or I could take it down to like a local car show where there's a bunch of Honda Civics and all this other stuff, you know, lower end cars, and I could park it right there amidst all these other like cheaper cars. Where do you think it's going to get more value? People are going to shop for cheaper cars at this cheaper car used car lot. Therefore, if I put my more expensive car there, obviously it's going to be seen as less valuable than it's going to be if I put it somewhere else, right? So it's super important that with your brand, when you think about lowballing, and we're going to move on here because we're really dragging at this point, but you've got to also think about like the proximity, like where are you putting your brand? Because that is also going to affect, you know, if you are getting lowballed or not. So moving on, point number one is brand is a key bucket you have to focus on this year. And it's often a big underlying problem that people do not treat. Therefore, they get symptoms of what a bad brand costs them. So number two is you've got to focus on, if you are struggling in any way in your business, check yourself on, are my offers dialed? Now, what is an offer? An offer is what you are exchanging a client. It's the value you're giving them, the amount of deliverables, all that stuff, for what they are exchanging to you, right? So what they are giving you, which is the money, for the value you are giving them. That's an offer. It's very simple. Now, a lot of people don't actually have offers. I can even think back to my own career. When I first started, I didn't have any offers. I would just do anything anybody wanted me to do. And while that is a phenomenal thing to do when you start, it's equally you know, sometimes causing resistance because I wasn't very good when I first got started at going out and chasing down work because I didn't know how to go to somebody with something. Like, I didn't know how to go to somebody and go, hey, here's an idea I have for your business and here's what I can do to actually help you solve that problem so you can grow. Check it out. I would go to people and say, hey, I'm a filmmaker, I'm a photographer, I like your brand and we should work together. That is the classic line of someone who doesn't have offers, right? They have nothing to offer of value until somebody tells them what they need and they go, oh, yep, I can do that. That's not a good place to be. So you need to create offers in your business. The other thing is if you're constantly doing different things, like maybe you're going, man, I feel really burnt out, or I feel like I'm never getting ahead, or I don't have predictable income. Right? These are all symptoms that might be what you think is the problem, but those are actually symptoms of the deeper problem that you do not have a very, very thought out, mastered, and consistent offer that you sell to people and you can continue to service them again and again and again. There's so many different ways to do business, yeah. But you can have a one-off company where every job you do is a one-off and you're constantly reinventing the wheel every time a client hires you to do a photo or video job, or you can create an offer, go to the market, go to an industry with your offer, and you can rinse and repeat that thing monthly, weekly, whatever it's going to be with your clients, so that you can master it and it scales so much easier. So again, a lot of people think they have problems with, I get lowballed, or I don't have consistent income, or, you know, I'm not getting enough clients. Like, no one's, you know, hitting me up in my inquiry box on my website. Those are symptoms of the problem that you probably don't have an offer that you can go be proactive about. So that is very important. Super, super important.
Hot tip for 2024. Maybe ditch the custom, super, super custom, very unclear offers and replace it with something that you can rinse and repeat. And that way you can have consistent income.
And it doesn't mean that you have to fully ditch the custom stuff. Like we did a huge custom deal, you know, a couple months ago. But custom thing was spun out of a really dialed offer we already had. They just needed it at a bigger scale, and so it became custom, right?
Yeah.
So that is what is important about it.
Come with a blueprint of what could work, and then customize from there.
Guys, I cannot tell you how much easier business is if you become known for something because you are the guy in town or you are the person in the industry for a certain thing. That only happens when you actually develop an offer around it and you go and master it. Super important.
Awesome. Number three is network. So networking with clients. That is a massive thing that honestly, I would say this is where a lot of problems lie, but nobody ever thinks about it. So maybe your pitches are falling on deaf ears, right? You send out pitches, you're hearing no responses, or maybe you have people that you're just like, you kind of are talking to, but it's just doesn't seem to be like flowing and you just never seem to get hired. And this is because you are constantly trying to work with strangers. Stranger danger being a real thing. People want to work with those that they know, like, and trust. Working with strangers is super difficult. You have to spend a lot of time trying to convince them rather than having that trust pre-built on the front end of the relationship. And that is where networking comes to play. If you can do the legwork before you're actually trying to sell them, you will find it's a lot easier to sell somebody. Imagine you're walking into a friend's house and you're like talking to somebody who's a trusted friend. They know you. They know what you've done. They know the work that you've done for people. Selling to that person is going to be a lot easier than some random person that you met at that house party that knows nothing about you, right? Who are you going to go to first to try to sell something if you need to make money right away? It's going to be to the friend, not the stranger. So how do you create friendships from strangers? It's by networking. So are you putting the legwork before you pitch? Are you interacting with these, you know, brands and companies online? Like, are you leaving comments? Even like small things like that, right? Are you doing the stuff to make them aware of who you are so that you aren't a stranger when you decide to pitch? Are you doing those things and is it making a difference? It will. We promise you.
So I was just going to ask you for a tip, because we've been ending a lot of these with tips, but I actually want to give the tip because I feel like I've got something good. So guys, here's also why networking is so important. When you are experiencing symptoms, like you don't have enough clients or you don't feel like you're connecting with people, again, you have a networking problem. You got to get to the core and solve that. Here's another reason why building a network is so freaking important. So it's kind of like a tip, kind of a reason. You should be aiming to build relationships in your network where they end up doing a lot of the legwork for you. Now, here's what I mean by that. I want to have friendships in my industry that when they are in a room with somebody and somebody starts talking about a problem they know I can solve, my friends speak on my behalf and say, I got to connect you with this dude named Joey. Yeah. He's really, really good at brand strategy. He's really, really good at creating, you know, bringing that brand strategy to life through photo and video campaigns. He's really, really good at putting all of that together and going, having like a go-to-market strategy for a new brand or something. Like, I want people to fight on my behalf for deals for me. That's impossible if I don't have that network, right?
Yeah.
The only way that happens is if I have a network. And vice versa, I want to be able to be a person of value in a room as well, where if someone's talking about a problem they have, I can go, oh, I know somebody for you. Let me connect you with them, right? That's goodwill. I'm building goodwill with that person, even if I'm just getting their contact and connecting them with a friend of mine who I know can help them. So that is a massive reason for networking, but that should also be a goal of yours for networking. You should be building relationships where you are so, like solid with people that they are actually doing some of the legwork for you on your behalf, even in places you aren't. That's absolutely super important, right?
Yeah.
Super, super important. All right. Number four, the fourth place that you probably need to be looking at a little bit deeper because it causes a lot of symptoms if you don't fix the disease. The core problem is the world of marketing and selling inside of your business. So again, a lot of people go, I have a client problem, or my inquiries have been super low, or, you know, my revenue doesn't, you know, isn't as far as I thought it was going to be by this time this year, or even a even more of an interpersonal problem. Like, I'm so stressed because I don't feel like there's going to be money 6 months from now, right? Like, those are all very real problems that stem out of not having solid marketing in your business and then a good plan to create a sales channel, like selling people into your core offer, right? So this is so important. It's very self-explanatory, but guys, you need to be having time in 2024 to either change and implement and innovate on your current marketing or sales systems, or if you don't even have any, you need to build some. Now, what do these look like? Well, a marketing system is simply, ideally, an automated way that you're setting up, or a way that takes not a ton of your time, that is going to be driving attention for your business, for what you do, how you help people, that is going to generate you leads, right? Now, a sales system is very simply, what do you do, step 1 through 7, whatever it's going to be, to take a new prospect who doesn't really know you, but they're somewhat interested if you could help them, and how do you actually teach them, walk them down the pipeline of what you do, teach them about how you would be a good option for them to work with, right? You need to have systems for both of those. Because again, we talked about earlier in the podcast, if you're reinventing the wheel every single time you're trying to market something, or every single time somebody inquires on your website, you have to reinvent the wheel to try and sell them, you're never going to be able to master that, right? Yeah. You need a marketing system that's constantly working, so it's bringing you new leads, and you need a sales system. Yeah. Super important.
Can I give a tip on that? You might be thinking, hearing Joey going, automated, not a lot of effort. Oh, my marketing system feels like all my effort. It's like every day I'm trying to come up with something new to post and new to give and all this kind of stuff, trying to attract new people. Something that you can set up that we actually deep dive in on the mastermind, but I just want to give this just idea to you, is it's called a funnel. If you're kind of new to marketing, new to the whole business thing, funnel might be a new word for you, but it's actually super simple. If you were to think of a funnel, a V going down to your core offer, I'll use a wedding example. You're trying to funnel someone towards like a $5,000 wedding package and you're just trying to get them there. It's gonna be really hard for someone to book a $5,000 product from you off of one Instagram post, right? It can happen, but oftentimes you need someone to say yes one or two times before actually taking that big leap with you. So the idea of a funnel is, how do you get people to give you little yeses all the way down? That way, when it gets down to the $5,000 decision, it's really easy. So a funnel, you can do a lot of different things. It can just purely be Instagram posts that lead to like your website, all that kind of stuff with like a blog, and then it leads to then inquiring. But you can also do freebies, little things that you can give away for free where people can say, yes, I want that, and it costs them nothing. That way, getting people to say yes to you feels really easy. It makes them then want to say yes to you further. So you can give away like free guides of like your favorite locations of places to get married, where you live, or like a posing.
Even just like a day of, right? Like, here's a checklist on what you should consider for the day of your wedding, so you're not letting anything fall through the cracks.
A timeline, like, whatever simple. It is. Something fun that you can just give away for free. That way it makes someone's yes to you on a free thing very easy so that when it comes time to say yes for a $5,000 thing, it feels a lot easier.
Yeah, you build trust with them and they see you as a person of value and then they want to work with you, right? So very simple. All right, moving on. Number five
is outsourcing. And this is something that maybe if you're just starting out, you're thinking, oh, that's so far off for me. However, I want you to think about this. When you are a business owner and you're starting to feel overwhelmed, burnt out, tired, things start slipping through the cracks. Things stop growing because you're not pushing things forward in order to grow. Now, think about it. If you look at like a big corporation, a big business that's thriving, the CEO is not washing the floors. He's not doing the accounting, probably. He's not,
being
the marketing director.
He's probably not doing almost anything
other than making high-level decisions and delegating everything else out. So you have to start thinking of yourself as not a creative. You are a business owner. You are owning a business that has a lot of different inner workings and jobs, and you cannot have the hat of being every single thing in your business long term. You will not grow. That is a massive bottleneck for so many creatives.
It's a recipe to get burnt out and hate your business and eventually stop.
So outsourcing, building a team, even if that sounds intimidating to you, it doesn't have to be. It can be as simple as outsourcing your editing, giving you so much time back, outsource your emails, whatever it is, outsourcing things so that you can continue to grow your business is a massive conversation. It's a massive conversation of who do you hire, how do you hire, all that kind of stuff. But think about that. If you are dealing with some burnout, if you're dealing with some overwhelm, or you're dealing with just like, oh, I want to say yes to these opportunities, I just literally don't have time. Outsourcing might be the thing for you.
Totally, yeah. So the last bucket here that we often see people having symptoms of, they don't really know it's a deeper core problem, is managing your time in a way that's actually effective. Now, that sounds very like common sense, but managing people's time is actually one of the harder things when it comes to growing a business. You know, you really, like, it is not a lie to say that in the beginning stages of your business, you have to really work for it, right? Like, you've got to put in the time. I've never seen anybody start their business and they're like, yeah, I'm working like 3 hours a week and then I'm making, you know, 75 grand that year. Like, that's just not what happens. You've got to go into a hunker down grind mode for a certain season. Now, the problem with that is you get used to that. You get used to those habits, those routines. And what happens is as you start to grow, what your business demands of you as your business grows changes, yet if your habits don't change, you can really, really burn yourself out and you just become simply less effective. So it's super important to know that if you're feeling, you know, anything like, one, your eyes hurt because you're looking at a screen too much from editing, you know, you're having migraines, you're having like body problems, like your back hurts all the time, you know, stuff like that, you're not sleeping well, you're noticing a lack in like personal relationships, like you're not having a ton of time for community, you're not taking care of your health, you're not eating well, like all of these things probably come, those are symptoms, they probably come from the deeper problem of you are not managing your time and your business well. And so it's really important that if this year is going to be a great year for you, you consider what are the habits, what are the habitual things and the practices that I'm using day by day, week by week, and month by month to be not sprinting through 2024, but to be, you know, enduring through 2024. How am I just running a good race every day? I don't have to be running like crazy and, you know, burning myself out every day. I'm just running at a consistent pace. And if I can just do X and X and X each day and not kill myself over it, when you times that by 300 and, you know, whatever, 20 days in a year that you're probably working at a 356, you're getting a lot of stuff done, right? And that is way more effective than working super hard for 180 days straight, burning out and not being able to work for a couple months and you lose your business, right? So it's really important that you guys understand that there is also very, very clear symptoms of a deeper problem called not being able to manage your time well. And that is something you have to learn how to deal with if you want to be in for the long game. Like I have had seasons of my life, especially early on, where I was not super good at this. I would work for years hardcore. And then I kind of hit a point. I remember like I burnt out at like 17. Now this sounds crazy, but I started my business when I was 14. So I worked my butt off all through high school. I didn't do anything at school. Like I would go to school at a laptop and I would just sit there and I would work on my business. And In a lot of ways, that grind season is what built me a six-figure business as a teenager, but also in a lot of ways, it like burnt me out by the time I was like 17. And when I was 17, 18, I had to relearn how to actually be a business owner. I had to change a lot of my habits. So being in this industry for the last decade, guys, I can tell you, number six, managing your time is fundamentally just as, if not more important than everything else I just told you, because you can build all the other five categories really big, blow up your business, but then quite literally you will blow up your business if you cannot manage your time well, and you will hate it and you will just want to get rid of it. So super important to do that.
Yeah. One little tip on that that I love is a green, yellow, and red zone. And figuring out your green zone is when you are doing, that's like your absolute best. For me, it's mornings. And for other people, it's their evenings.
Were you going to say what mine was and you didn't know what it was?
No, I just know the years kind of changes.
Mine's just kind of all over the place, yeah.
So yours is like not very like relatable. But mine is in the morning green zone. That's when I get my best work done. That means I do all of my like most brain hard, tedious work in the green zone. Then my yellow zone, where I'm less effective, but I can still work, is in the afternoon before 5 o'clock. That is my yellow zone. So I'll do tasks that are just like not as brain tedious, a little more just like monotonous, do those during that time, and then try as hard as possible not to work during your red zone. And that's after 5 o'clock for me.
You need time to recover.
So you could have a green zone. If you just work all day, every day, you will not have any green zones. You're going to eventually get in the red. It's going to hurt you.
And that is from a friend of ours, Karen Newhoff's book called, what's it called?
Know Your Zone?
No. I'm blanking on this.
Green zone. Chumming with Time.
Oh my gosh, Carrie, I'm so sorry.
We'll put it in the show notes.
It's such a good book. Anyways, shout out to Carrie. Phenomenal book. Christy's going to look it up while I'm talking. So guys, here's what's important about this. Really want to encourage you as we get into 2024. I mean, this is coming up. We're at the end of January. The start of February. I really want to encourage you. You have to put some time into these buckets. If you don't put some time into these buckets this year, you will continue to have symptoms of problems that you have not yet dealt with. And that is going to really, really put a constraint on your business. Book is called At Your Best by Karen Newhoff. Phenomenal book. Check it out. If you struggle with managing your time. Now, I really want to encourage you guys to do some research, like do some Googling on this stuff, right? Look up how you can build a better brand as a creative. Make sure you go watch YouTube videos. Like there's so much amazing education out on the internet and even just around you. Maybe you have friends that have good businesses that you can really dive into and learn from them. Really want to encourage you to do that this year. We are massive fans of that. Now, the other option, which we're also massive fans of, if you want to learn everything we just talked about in this podcast, and then inside of each six of those categories, there's also like 10 things underneath those. If you want to learn all of that in 6 weeks, so you don't have to spend, you know, 6 months to 2 years trying to figure out all this stuff on the internet by yourself in a dark hole in a, you know, basement, trying to figure all this out, we would love to give this to you. This is literally why we created the Creative Res Mastermind. What we just listed, 1 through 6, those are actually the week topics all the way through week 1 through 6 of the Creative Res Mastermind. And again, inside of those, we give you everything you need to know to build a six-figure business on that topic. Now, we don't just give you the content. There's 13 hours probably like 15 hours, it's probably almost 20 hours when you add in all the group calls and stuff, but there's already 13 hours of pre-recorded killer content breaking down the systems, the tools, and the actions you need to adopt into your business in order to build a six-figure business this year inside of those six categories. Not only do you get that, you also then get weekly community calls with us and with the 34 to 36 other businesses that are going through this experience with you so that you can, one, be inspired by what other people are doing. Two, you can feel understood for the first time maybe in your life around this stuff because you're actually with other creatives who get it. That is an incredibly freeing feeling.
Oh my gosh.
And number three, you actually can have people hold you accountable to doing the things you said you are going to do. Hey, you want to grow your business this year? Great. What are your next two action steps? You name them. You have people that are going to keep you accountable. If you struggle with accountability, I massively struggle with accountability when it comes to getting stuff done. If I don't have you, Christy, telling me every day, hey, I need you to get this done. I need you to go edit those things. I need you to put those up into that drive and send that to a client. I'll find other things to do, right? Like I'm an ADHD, rah. So accountability is huge. We've built that into the mastermind like crazy because so many people in the world, so much of the population is also like me. You need accountability. So we've got the content, you've got the community and accountability, and there's also the coaching aspect. So Christy and I have built 3 different six-figure businesses in the creative industry, and there's a lot of things we did wrong. a lot of things we did wrong. We would love to shortcut you by helping you navigate around the things we did wrong, saving you quite literally, guys, years. If I could teach you like so many different things, hey, like do not do this, do not do this. It will save you years. And at the same time, teaching you the things to double down on that worked for us and have constantly been working for the hundreds of other creatives that have gone through the Creative Rise Mastermind over the last almost 5 years. So it is an incredibly big shortcut. Again, you can learn so much of this stuff on the internet, guys. You can learn it for free on YouTube. You can learn it by reading blogs. You can buy books. That stuff is all great, and I encourage you to do that. But it's going to take you so much longer to actually build, and you might be doing it completely isolated. In your own little silo over here, 6 weeks, you get everything you need. You have lifetime access to the content. And even better, it comes with a community, accountability, and coaches in order to make sure you're implementing everything and you are able to get results. So
Yeah. Best
part about this is it costs less than most camera bodies these days. We're trying to make it as approachable as possible. So for one gig can often cover the cost, if not double, triple, or quadruple your investment. Which is so cool. And we've intentionally made it like that. And that's our goal for you. So
I was actually reading through some of our testimonials today, and it was really cool. One of the girls that was in round 10 of the Creative Rise Mastermind, she was like, I was anticipating making 20 grand during the 6 week mastermind. I ended up doubling that. I made $40,000 just on the accountability. She was like, even just the accountability pushed me. And it made me 40 grand, along with all of the modules and all of the community and the group calls and everything like that. So just imagine if you were to take 6 weeks and go, how do I double my business in 6 weeks? Like, what do you need in order to get there? Is it these six things that we're going to be talking about? Is it the accountability? Is it the community? Is it all of that kind of stuff? I want you to ask yourself, am I in the place where I am ready and willing to double my business? And I want to do it in a place where I can do it in a smart way, too, because, again, we want this for people who are like, I'm in it for the long haul. I'm not just going to try this for like, you know, a couple months and then drop off. I'm actually serious about my creative business. I'm serious about making this a financially profitable thing so I can continue to do what I love every single day, especially in 2024. So if that is you, if you are someone who's a photographer, a videographer, a social media manager, an influencer, if you're in the wedding space, if you're in the brand space, whatever it is, this is where we focus on the business side of your business, not the creative. So we have a diverse group of people, which is what makes this so strong and which makes this community so cool. So if you're just starting out, if you're already over six figures, we've had all different types of people in all different types of levels go through this mastermind and get equal value out of it. It's so, so cool. So if you're ready and you're willing to be someone that's going to be committed to a community and you want to grow the share and you're not just making this a side hobby, you want this to be a full-time awesome thing for you, jump on the wait list and ask us any questions that you have. Joey and I are seriously open books. We can also give you names of people that have gone through the mastermind that you can chat with if you have more questions, that are so willing and are like, oh my gosh, send people to me. I will tell them all about my experience. We can also give you that. We also have a ton of testimonials.
Yeah, creativerise.com. Well, you can see a ton of videos of people talking about their experience. And again, you can just watch that and go, does that sound like I am similar to where they were? And then that will tell you if this is going to be a method of transportation for you to get closer to where you want to be, which is really cool.
And so, this is something that Joey and I, you guys, we're talking about it a lot because we are actually deeply invested in these 6 week things. It's not like, here's a bunch of course content,
at the end of the
6 weeks. We are like day in, day out.
We will be really good friends by the end of 6 weeks.
That's why we're talking so much about it. I'm like, we literally will be BFFs with you by the end with the entire community. It's so, so cool. We are in it with you guys. So that's why we care about who gets in and who applies for it, because we don't want anyone to miss out on something that can be so life-changing. So again, applications launch February 18th to the public. But if you get on the wait list, you get early access, you get those bonuses, and you get the early pricing.
So early access is going to be a few days prior to that, to be clear.
A few days prior to that. So jump on the wait list. We'll send you emails. You'll be able to get some information on it. And feel free to ask us questions, you guys. We are an open book. Mastermind is coming. The last round made $422,000 in 6 weeks.
Yeah, $422,000 in 6 weeks, broken down by 35 businesses. That's just ridiculous.
So like, if
you think creatives don't make money, you're just hanging out with the wrong people. So come hang out with us. We'll show you how to make more money. And you can also meet a lot of cool friends who are also making more money. So here's what I want you to do. Go to creativerise.com. or go to the link in the description and you can see our little Instagram button there. Click on our Instagram and just DM us on Instagram on at Quitarize the word waitlist. It's one word, W-A-I-T-L-I-S-T, and I'll send you all the information that you'll need to be able to get on that, and it'll be automatic, which is really cool. So make sure you do that, guys. Other than that, thanks so much for being here. We hope this episode was really helpful for you. Remember, two things. You got to name it, declaim it. We didn't talk about that today, but we maybe will know today. And you also got to name it to tame it, which is what we talked about today. Do not forget that going into 2024. Hopefully this episode was so helpful for you. Share it with a friend. If you know somebody that this episode would also help. And other than that, guys, we'll see you next week for another episode helping you grow your business, your creative business in 2024. See ya.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We were so happy to have you here.
And do not forget to jump onto iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a written review. That would mean the world to us. And we will catch you next time on the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple. Peace.